This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Last week, I introduced you to Fredros Okumu, the director of science at the Ifakara Health Institute in Tanzania, Africa. He was telling us about a young woman, Zainabu, who died in childbirth at the age of 13. Some of you wrote and asked if her death was solely the result of poverty. Well, the story is a bit more complex. Zainabu came from a very poor rural family, and her mother died in childbirth, and her father left the children to work in a distant agricultural project. But it wasn't just poverty. It was also the healthcare system that didn't create a safe or welcoming place for Zainabu to get care. Fredros explains how it felt to Zainabu when she went for prenatal care.
She had to face the situation where nurses, who are the people she can trust, were insulting her at the hospital. So when you are sick, the expectation is that society should help you to get well. But then when you go to the place that you think should be the safest zone and you get insulted, you also lose your dignity. So it happens a lot that poor people fall into these problems. Nurses telling her, for example, you have to enumerate all the men you ever slept with, and until you mention the name of the father of this child, she's not going to come up.
Researchers found that 30% of women who delivered their baby in a healthcare facility got insulted and demeaned by the nursing staff.
And this is not just Tanzania. This is happening in a number of places. And nobody wants to go through that. You end up with situations such as those that make women not want to go to the health facilities.
So it's no surprise in Tanzania that women often elect to avoid healthcare facilities where there is the modern equipment and a better chance of survival, and instead opt to get care at home.
That women, instead of going to give birth at health facilities, they want to give birth at home. Reason, at home there's better care. There's probably some midwife who is even willing to sing for them. There are probably some neighbors who are willing to encourage her when she's giving birth. But if she goes to the health facility, the best she gets is insults.
According to Fredros, this is one reason why there's such high infant mortality in Africa. But the situation is complex, and there are parts of the explanation that rest with the women. Part with the culture, part with religion, and part with the healthcare system, and of course the providers. In Tanzania, Africa, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes reporting.